Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've done a variety of stories about people ripping off the system during these crazy times in which we live, both with respect to the payroll protection plan money, but also just unemployment benefits. And a whole bunch of people sent me the story, including Greg and Steven with a PH. And this is from NBC, but it was widely reported. Rapper charged with coronavirus benefit fraud after boasting in song about benefit fraud. Now, it's always funny where these gangster rappers like to, you know, put up this front about how they're gangster. And so occasionally, sometimes they'll go out and do things to make them look like gangsters, and then they'll sing about it. And of course, some of these guys just, and gals, just sing about stuff and as if, you know. But once in a while, it can backfire on you. As in this case, Andrew Blankstein and Callahan Rosenblatt wrote the story for NBC News. A rapper known as Nuke Bizzle was arrested on Friday for an alleged unemployment benefits fraud scheme after he boasted about that type of fraud in a YouTube music video, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Central District of California. Nuke Bizzle. It's been a while since I saw Nuke Bizzle in concert. Bizzle, whose real name is Fontrell Antonio Baines. Wait, his name's not Nuke Bizzle? I could have sworn his name was Nuke Bizzle. And his mom and dad were Mr. and Mrs. Bizzle. We shall name our son Nuke. He's 31 years old. He's arrested for allegedly obtaining fraudulent unemployment insurance benefits under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or the CARES Act, according to the release from the U.S. Attorney's Office. The release states that Mr. Bizzle, or the Bizzle, as they call him here, allegedly applied for $1.2 million in jobless benefits and used stolen identities, according to the release. Now, if he can call himself the Bizzle, can I just call myself the Steve? I think I'm going to ask people to start addressing me as the Steve. Don't just call me Steve. I need an article in front of my name. I want to be the Steve. An affidavit states that Bizzle used debit cards that had been preloaded with unemployment benefits from the California Employment Development Department. The cards used by Bizzle were allegedly issued in other people's names, including those who were the victims of identity theft, according to the release. I wonder if he even tried using the name Fontrell Antonio Baines just once. Just once. I don't know. 92 debit cards were sent to an address linked to the Bizzle, with more than $1.2 million in fraudulently obtained benefits, according to the affidavits filed in court. The Bizzle had co-conspirators, according to the complaint, and they were able to access more than $704,000 of the benefits, according to the release. And of course, benefits, we're just talking about cash. It's money. Prior to his arrest, the Bizzle posted videos to his Instagram account and on YouTube in which he bragged about defrauding benefits programs in a music video. A music video. I guess the kids these days are watching them music videos. The music videos where a musician sings on camera and then they post the video on the YouTube and the kids watch that and the Bizzle's making them videos. In the video, he holds up a wad of envelopes from the Employment Development Department and claims he got rich by going to the bank with those envelopes, likely a reference to the debit cards that had allegedly been sent to the Bizzle. Another rapper states in the comment section below his video, "You gotta sell cocaine, I just file a claim." If convicted, the Bizzle could face 22 years in federal prison. It was not immediately clear if the Bizzle had retained an attorney. Now, I wonder if he's got an agent. The Bizzle. Nuke Bizzle. And I'm curious to know, you know, there's some people out there. I knew a kid in high school whose name is Ricky. Ricky. And Ricky, I asked him, I said, on your birth certificate, what's your God-given legal birth certificate name? And he goes, it's Ricky. I said, really? Because, I mean, I've known people who call themselves Rick or Ricky, and their name on the birth certificate was Richard. And I joke all the time. My legal name is actually Stephen with a V. I go by Steve or the Steve. I don't use Stephen in my life, but it's technically my name. But I'm curious to know if Nuke's first name is actually Nuclear, and he's shortened it to Nuke as a nickname. So on his birth certificate, if it would say Nuclear Bizzle, or would it say The Nuclear Bizzle, or would it say Nuclear The Bizzle? These are all questions. I remember seeing Mr. T on, I believe it was David Letterman or Johnny Carson. And he'd had his name legally changed too, Mr. T. And they, one of the talk show hosts asked him, what's your first name? He goes, Mr. Last name? He goes, T. He goes, what's your middle name? He goes, period. Mr. period T. Guy's a genius. So Nuke Bizzle. I'm joking, of course. His real name is Fontrell Antonio Baines. But apparently when you're rapping and your name is Fontrell Antonio Baines, it's hard to get stuff to rhyme with that as easy as you can get stuff to rhyme with Nuke Bizzle. And my understanding is the rappers need that stuff to rhyme if you want it to be good. Never was a big fan of the rap. I worked in radio for some time before I went to law school. And I worked at a radio station that was playing the hits in 1988 and 89. And they did not play the rap. And there was actually a time where top 40 stations, if they wanted to actually stick with the songs that were in the top 40, like the Billboard top 40 charts, like Casey Kasem's AT40, American top 40. And if you stuck with the songs that were in the top 40, you'd be getting a whole mess of stuff. You'd be getting power ballads by female singers. You'd be getting rap songs. You might get a country western song. You know, that's what we called it back then. And you get all this weird mishmash of jarring songs that did not fit together. And so some stations would actually say, we're going to play the hits, but no rap. And they'd actually say that. All the hits, no rap. And many of them used that as the dividing line. Now, I can tell you that when I worked at that station, didn't play the rap, but there was also other stuff they didn't play, but it was just not as categorical as that. It was often stuff that sounded a little bit too twangy to where it may have been country-ish. I had a great discussion with my program director at the time about why they weren't playing the song Second Chance by 38 Special. And he goes, it's country. It's not country. It's a good song. It's a ballad because it's country. But I remember, and of course, shortly thereafter, the American public was introduced to a young man named Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer. And fast forward from there, and you get The Bizzle or Nuke Bizzle. But, you know, it's one thing to be rapping about the streets. I was in Los Angeles going to law school, and NWA came out. And if you've seen the movie about them, you know the story that it was a group out of Compton, and they were rapping about their lives in Compton. And they had songs about the police that were not terribly glorifying of the police. And the police actually had internal memos about, be careful about this band. And it got to the point where they were getting so much publicity from people saying, be careful, these guys are dangerous, that is the best publicity they ever got. So now, ever since then, everyone who's been rapping is thinking, you know, hey, I got to do something to get my rep out there. I got to go out there and become a gangster. And so here's some guy who figured out how to game the system for $1.2 million in fraudulently obtained benefits, and he's singing about it. And it didn't dawn on him, apparently, that the reason you're singing is to make music. You're making the music to sell the music to make money. If you've already made $1.2 million, do you need to sing about it to try to make some more money off the money you just obtained? I don't know. Then again, I'm not a musician. So perhaps this is all beyond my pay grade. So rapper charged with coronavirus benefit fraud after boasting in song about benefit fraud. NBC News ran it. Andrew Blankstein and Callan Rosenblatt wrote it. Stephen and Greg, guys, thank you very much. Questions or comments, put them below. And remember, from now on, I am the Steve. And yes, I hold my finger sideways like that because it's cool. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Sometimes the world begins to set you up on your feet again. And oh, it wipes the tears from your eyes.